The Lord challenged me with this scripture some time ago, and I've been just waiting for a chance to share it with you. And so if you've got your Bibles, I'm in Luke chapter 7, beginning at verse 36. There's a story there that I'm pretty sure most of you are familiar with, but it challenged me in a new way. And it'll be on the big screen, so if you don't happen to have a Bible with you, it will be up there. As a matter of fact, if you don't happen to have a Bible, we'd like to give you one. So just let me know afterwards. We want you to have a Bible. We want you to have a Bible and try to find some time each day to spend some time in that Word. So if you don't happen to have one, we'd love to give you one because we've got a few around for giveaway. And so it's going to be on the big screen. And like I said, if you want to follow along, I'm in Luke 7, beginning at verse 36. But I want us to think about this, just for the little time that we have left over. This question, because we're going to see Jesus, we're going to see two other figures in this story, primary figures. I want us to ask ourselves this question, who am I most like? Okay, so we're going to see Jesus and we're going to see two other figures. And I want us to ask ourselves this question, who am I most like? Here's the story. Then one of the Pharisees asked him, that's Jesus, then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him. And he, that's Jesus, went to the Pharisee's house and he sat down to eat. Now, when you look at all of this story, you'll probably see by the attitude of the Pharisee that his motives could have been subject to discussion. He could have had some motives that were pure here. He could have had some motives that were less than. You're going to see the attitude of his heart when we get push on through these verses. But nonetheless, this Pharisee, which was uncommon for them, to invite Jesus to their home to eat, he invited Jesus to come and have a meal with him. Verse 37, and behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil, and she stood at his feet behind him weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. That's quite a picture, isn't it? This lady weeping at the feet of Jesus. Weeping so much that her tears ran down on his feet and she wiped his feet with her hair. But the Bible says in 39, when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself saying, this man, if he were a prophet, he would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner, he says again. Heart conditions. This man, this Pharisee, was all religious externally. Everybody looked to him as the religious guy. This lady, let's just lay it out there, was a prostitute. Everybody in town looked at as a sinner. And yet in this story, Jesus begins to challenge us, who are you most like? Now on the surface, right away we want to say, the Pharisee. But when we look at the heart, is that who we really want to be like? Let's keep looking. Verse 40. After the Pharisee had said in his heart, she is a sinner. If he knew who she was, he would be a prophet, but he must not be because she is a sinner. And Jesus answered and said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. So he said, Teacher, say it. And Jesus begins to paint a little picture for Simon. He begins to paint a little illustration that he's quite sure Simon will grasp. He said, there was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. Now look at what he says here, friends. This is important. and when they had nothing from which to repay. Okay? That's how humanity is. We owe a price we could not pay. We owe a debt we could not come up with payment. And Jesus is reminding Simon, the religious guy, when he talks about this creditor, he himself could be the creditor. These two debtors could be Simon and the woman. They could not pay on their own. And when they had nothing with which to repay, Jesus said, He freely forgave them both. Hallelujah. That is the grace of God, willing to forgive us regardless of what the debt, regardless of what the sin, regardless of the past. The grace of God and the blood of Jesus has been shed so that we might be forgiven if we will only ask. And when they had nothing with which to pay, Jesus said, He freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love Him more? Simon answered and said, Well, I suppose the one who forgave, He forgave more. And Jesus said to him, You have rightly judged. You see, he wanted him to think the grace and the love of God is available, Simon. He wanted him to think about that. Are you grateful for that, Simon? Are you grateful for the love of God who has sent His Son? Of course, Simon didn't recognize Jesus as the Messiah at this point. But he's trying to get him to think about this debt that's got to be paid and can't be paid. And there's only one who can pay it, and it's Jesus. And he wants him to think, and he turns to him and said, You have rightly judged. And 44, the Bible says, And he turned, that's Jesus, and he turned to the woman and said to Simon, Do you see this woman, Simon? Do you see her, Simon? Because he said, I entered your house, Simon, and you didn't give me any water for my feet. Which was the tradition of the day in the Palestine, in that era, in that time, in that place. When somebody came, the servant would wash their feet. And if it was a really distinguished guest, the house owner themselves would wash their feet. And Jesus said, Do you see this woman, Simon? Because I've entered your house and you gave me no water for my feet. But she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. Oftentimes, the standard greeting was a kiss of greeting, of acquaintance, of coming back together. And Jesus says, Simon, you gave me no kiss. Which kind of, these two verses kind of show us the attitude of Simon's heart, the real attitude. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, Jesus is saying to Simon, Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. And so he describes the scenario that he's just painted for Simon. And then Jesus said to the woman, Your sins are forgiven. For her act, for humility, for her surrender, for her repentant heart, he said, Your sins are forgiven. And those, the Bible says, who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, Who is this? Who even forgives sin? And listen now, friends, listen to what he says. Then he said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Who are we most like? Friends, The church which we make up, this is not a denominational thing, the church of what we make up, wherever that may be, it is self-examination time. Who am I like? Who are we in the 21st century church like? The Pharisee? Marching through life, holier than thou, way more religious than the next. Look how good I am. Or are we like the woman who comes surrendered in humility and repentant to the feet of Jesus? When we start reading the story, we think we know the answer, who am I most like? But when we get to what Jesus saw in the woman, repentant, surrendered, humble heart, that is the attitude that God wants of His people today. Not like the Simon who said, I don't want nothing to do with her because she's a sinner. He wants the church to have a heart like the woman that finds herself at the feet of Jesus saying, Father, forgive me. I need Jesus. Who are we most like today? Is my faith, friends, passionately following Christ? That's the question he asks us with his story. Or am I like Simon, going through some religious motions? Am I just going through life, getting by with some religious motions? Friends, the heart of Simon ain't going to get it done for the kingdom of God. It's the heart of the woman that Jesus is looking for, humble, repentant, surrendered heart, bowing at the feet of Jesus, saying, I need you, Jesus. Simon's heart was not right. Yes, he could answer the religious questions. Yes, he looked all that on the outside, but his heart was not right with Jesus. People looked at him as religious. He's got his religious act together. But his heart was not right with Jesus. And I believe, friends, that God is asking us today, who are we most like in the church house today? Just going through the religious motions? Are we coming to the Savior, repentant and humble, and surrendered and bowing at the feet of Jesus? Jesus said in Matthew 15:8, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Is that where we find ourselves? Answering the religious questions, checking off the religious answers, but our heart is far from God, because that's how Simon was. Knew the religious answers. Knew what not to do on the Sabbath day. But heart far from God. Folks, until we get serious with Jesus, our hearts are no different than Simon's. You say, but Jim, I've been in church my whole life. So was Simon. Until we get humble, like the woman, until we get repentant. You say, Jim, you think I might have something to repent of? I think we might. All of us. Until we get surrendered and ready to follow Jesus, our heart is just like Simon's. Friends, this story is about a heart condition. This is not about how I look on the outside, if I look religious or not. This story is about the condition of our hearts. Have I been to the feet of Jesus in humble, repentant surrender, saying, "Yes, Lord, I'm a sinner who needs a Savior. Please forgive me. I want to follow Jesus." Have I been to the feet of Jesus? Because a heart like Simon's ain't going to get it done for the kingdom of God. And so I just want to ask us today to think about this question. Who's the church like today? Who's the church? We make up the church. It's not about a sign. It's not about a name. The church referred to in the New Testament is the followers of Christ. Oh, it could be made up of brick and mortar and it could be filled with people. But who are we most like today? Simon going through the religious motions, or the woman who falls on her knees and weeps at the feet of Jesus and washes his dusty, dirty feet with the tears from her eyes and wipes them with her hair? Because you know what Jesus said to her? Your faith has made you well. Your sins are forgiven. Your faith has made you well. Jess, come on, let's get ready. We're going to sing one final song, friends. I think it's on page 185. It'll also be on the big screen. And I want to ask you today, Brother Les, would you come up here, please? I want to ask you today, friends, have you been at the feet of Jesus? Because if you have not, our heart is not yet right with Jesus. If we have not been to the feet of Jesus and asked for forgiveness and invite Christ to be Lord of our lives, and we die tonight, it's too late. We ain't going to heaven. I told the earlier service friends, I've done so many funerals lately, make your head spin. We don't have any guarantees of tomorrow. None of us. And if we've not gotten right with Jesus and we die tonight, tomorrow, it's too late. Have you been to the feet of Jesus? Do you know that you know Jesus? Pastor Les will help you with that while we're singing this song if you're not sure. Make sure, friends, you're right with God. You've got your faith in Christ. Make sure today, before another day is too late. Let's stand and sing this song together. If the Lord is touching your hearts today, friends, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. If the Lord is speaking to your heart today, listen to the Holy Spirit of God. Come pray with Pastor Les. Make sure you have been to the feet of Jesus like this lady and hear the words from Jesus, because you have been to His feet, your faith has made you well.